the Gemara continues in teaching us Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul, Hachaylik Seruvai, if somebody divides his Erev and puts it into different utensils, the halacha is Einar Erev. It's not considered a valid Erev. Ask the Gemara, come on, whose opinion is this? Isn't this the opinion of Beis Shammai? As we learned previously, the Tanya Chamisha Shigova say Eruvon from the Snubish Kalim. If five people collected an Erev and put it into separate Kalim, Beis Shammai ain't the Erev. Beis Hillel ain't the Erev. Beis Shammai says it's a disqualified Erev. Beis Hillel says it's a valid Erev. Answers the Gemara Field Tan Beis Hillel. Even Beis Hillel would agree. Because at Tan like Kemar Beis Hillel Hossam, when the Beis Hillel say that it's a valid Erev, even if it's more than one Kaili, El de Maya Lemon of a Yatar. If they were put into a Kaili and there wasn't enough room in the Kaili, so it spilled over into another Kaili. Aval Hecha de Palge Miflik, in a situation where it was divided up front, Loy. There the halacha will be that even Shmuel, that even Beis Hillel will agree that it's an invalid Erev. Ask the Gemara Tata Lamali, why do we have to have both of these Gemaras? Both the Gemara that teaches us about Hamakbed Alei Ruvai, that it's not a valid Erev, and that Hacholik as a Ruvai, it's not a valid Erev. Answer the Gemara Tzrichi. We need both halachas. The Ashmin and Hossam, if we would only have the case of Hamakbed Alei Ruvai, Mishim Nekoped, because the person truly is Makbed. Aval Hacha, in the case where Hacholik is a Ruvai, so he's not really Makbed. So therefore, maybe he just divided into two Kalim, but he's not really Makbed. Maybe the halacha ought to be that's a valid Erev. B'yashmin hachap, in a situation where he actually divided it, Mishun de Palge Miflik, because he actually divided the Erev. Aval Hossam, in a case where he's Makbed, maybe he's Makbed in his heart, but he didn't actually do anything to show that Peda. Emeloi, it should not be disqualified. That's why Tzricha, we had to have both halachas, that the halacha in both cases is that the Erev is not a valid Erev. And indeed, that is the halacha in Simen Shin Samach Vav Sif Dalet. Tzorach Litein Kolei Ruvai B'Kli Echad. You have to put the entire Erev in one Kaili. Vim Cholkoi V'Nosme B'Shnei Kalim. If you divided it into two Kalim, ain't an Erev, it's not considered a valid Erev. Elm came the smala echad vaz mutter. Unless only one keli became full, and then it spilled over. For who she is shnei kelim beis echad. And even in the case where two kelim are valid, they both have to be in the same house, says the Shulchan Aruch. But the Bir Halacha says that of course, if you don't have the Erev in a keli, if you have the Erev just on the floor of the home, that doesn't in any way, says the Bi'er Halacha, disqualify your Erev. It just, if you're putting it to the Kalim, it has to be in one Kalim. And in discussing this Halacha, that it has to be in one Kalim, so says, say the Paiskim, some very important halachas. One halacha that the Mishnah Berurah says, it's only in a situation where everybody is contributing to the Erev. But in a situation, says the Mishnah Berurah, where it's one person, as we discussed at the end of our previous year, there are really two ways of putting together the Erev. It's one person giving food for everybody, or it's a situation where everybody is giving their own food. Says the Mishnah Berurah, only in a case where everybody's giving their own food is there a problem if the Erev is in two Kalim. But if it's one person giving the food for everybody, then it doesn't have to be in one Kalim. The Mishnah Berurah makes this point. But on the other hand, he says, since the Gemara doesn't make this distinction, so the halacha l'chatchila is that we should always have the Erev in one case, in one keli, not in separate kelim. The Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Yud Aleph says that if the Erev was put into separate Kalim because for safety reasons to watch it would be better secure that way, the halacha is then it will be a valid Erev even if it's in separate Kalim. The Taurus Chaim says that even though our Gemara, and as we learned, the Shulchan Aruch says that if you try to put the Erev into one Keli and it didn't fit and it overflowed into another Keli, the halacha is that the Erev is considered a valid Erev, says the Taurus Chaim. That's only when you assume that there would be enough room in that Keli. But if it's a situation where you did not assume, where you knew up front that there wasn't going to be enough room in the Keli, that's not a case that Beis Hillel would be lenient in. On the other hand, the Sharat Siyan says that the halacha is, that there is no room for such a distinction, because the Sharat Siyan says that the Gemara doesn't make a distinction if you knew that's going to have enough room or you didn't know it's going to have enough room. It seems that in all situations, if the first Keli got overfilled and that's why you use the second Keli, the halacha is that the Erev is considered a valid Erev. The Ramah and Simen Shin Samech Vav Sif Gimel tells us that the minig is that when you make an Erev for the entire city, this is a common misconception. We discussed at the beginning of our Masechta quite extensively the halachas of Tzuras HaPesach, how to enclose an entire city. But just because there's a din that you have to enclose the entire city with Tzuras HaPesach, that obviously does not obviate the need to have a Ruvei Chatzeres for the city. And the Ramah says, so if you're going to make an Erev for the entire city, V'aminik b'zman hazeh, says the Ramah in Shin Samech Vav Sif Gimel, l'niach ha'erev beis ha'knesses, to put the Erev in the beis ha'knesses, v'chein nagu ha'kadmoinim, v'nir li atam, the Erev shalonu yesh lem din shituf, v'ein tzerech l'niach b'beis tira. The Ramah himself is troubled that don't you have to put the Erev in a place where people live? People don't live in a beis ha'knesses. So the Ramah is asking, how could the Erev be valid when you put it in the Beis HaKnesses? So Ramah says that really our Erev is more a shtufei mevos than a Erev, and it doesn't have to be put in a place where you actually live. Why indeed is the minig to put the Erev in the Beis HaKnesses? So I saw that the Mefarshim give a number of reasons. One is, we know, as we've discussed, the Erev has to be accessible bein hashmoshes. And as we also just learned, the Ramah in Simon Shin Tzadik Dalit Paskin, that the preferable way is to put one Erev down for the whole year. But what will happen if we put the Erev in somebody's home, and then that person goes away for Shabbos, and he locks his home, and now it's impossible to get into his house on Friday Ben Hashmashas? So the Erev would be inaccessible and become disqualified. By putting the Erev in the Beis HaKnesses, which is always going to be open, we've solved that problem. That's one explanation that I saw. Another explanation that I saw is that the Erev has to be accessible and what to everybody, including Kohanim. And what would be the halacha if somebody passes away and is in one of these apartments? So if the Erev is there, then the Kohen can't come there. But if somebody will pass away in a Beis HaKnesses, certainly they'll quickly take out the Nifter and it will remain accessible. But the most commonly suggested shot is that people really have a hard time understanding all of these halachas. May you carry, may you not carry. Here we're saying you can't carry. We started our series of Shurim, how Shlomo HaMelech made a rule that you can't carry under any circumstances. And now we're saying that you can carry if you make an Eruv. People won't understand. By putting the Eruv in the base of Knesset, in a prominent place, where everybody will see that the Eruv is there, they'll understand that you really may not carry on Shabbos, but the Eruv was placed there, because you should realize and recognize that under certain circumstances, carrying is mutter on Shabbos. So the Bir Halacha, the Shari Tshuva, I'm sorry, over here quotes the Chacham Tzvi, who says that in certain communities, they were makbid, they put up the Erev in a number of shuls. In every shul, they put up an Erev. And the Chacham Tzvi says that that is considered a situation of Chaylikas Eruvai, that we're learning. You know, a Chaylikas Eruvai is puzzle. So how could you put up the Erev in a number of shuls? And in fact, the Mishnah Brura quotes the Chacham Tzvi, and the Mishnah Brura says, L'chatchila, we should be careful. The Mishnah Brura is in Sif Katan Lamed Gimel. He says, V'afilam echem mezakeh be'erev mishloi b'shvil kulam, kam ken yesh li zor b'zeh, v'akeina erev shemenichem b'beis ha'knesses, the erev that's put into the b'beis ha'knesses, ba'at kol ha'ir, yesh li zor shloi l'nicha rak b'beis ha'knesses achas, we should be careful only to put it up in one b'beis ha'knesses, v'yifchul l'zeh b'beis ha'knesses ha'yoyse g'doy l'shebi'er. Pick the biggest shul in the city, and that's when the Erev should be, that's the only place that the Erev should be placed. The Chacham Tzvi says himself, and that's what the Mishnah Brura is trying to say, that maybe the din of Chaylikas Eruvah, as we said, only applies when everybody is participating in giving their own food for the Erev. But when one person is giving the food for everybody, perhaps the halacha is that you could put, there you could divide the Erev. But as we said, the Gemara doesn't make that differentiation, and therefore the halacha is that there's no reason to differentiate in such a way, and therefore the Chacham Tzvi says very strongly that one should not put the Erev in more than one place. However, the Shail Tshuvas Mekar Baruch, which is quoted by the Shari Tshuva, says the Minig is not like the Chacham Tzvi, and he says that you could put the Erev in more than one shul. And his main reason is because of that, the reason, the only time Chazal were makbid is when everybody's participating separately in the placing of the Erev, not when one person is putting all of the food down. That's one pshat that I saw, why we could be makel and putting the food, the Erev, in more than one shul. Another explanation that I saw is that the Machz Avram in Chelek Arachayim, Siman Ayin Gimel, suggests that the reason why, as we said earlier, the whole point of an Erev is to create Shalom, the Yerushalmi, that says the purpose of the Erev is to create Shalom in the city. And by having the Erev put in a number of shuls, that's a way to create an environment of Shalom. And therefore he says you can put the Erev in a number of shuls. The Miches Yitzchak and Chelik Vav, Simen Lamed Ches, Sif Beis, has a different explanation. He says that when is the Erev, when is there a halacha that you can't put the Erev in more than one place, is when you don't have enough food that constitutes an Erev. And that food should not be divided amongst many places. However, he says, if every place where the Erev is going to be placed has enough food to be considered a kosher Erev, then the Erev could be divided and put in a number of places at the same time. Another pshat that I saw is from the Sefer Amtachas Binyamin, He says that the way they used to do it was, everybody didn't contribute necessarily food for the Erev. They contributed flour, and with that flour, matzahs or challahs were baked. In a case where the people are actually contributing the actual food that will be used for the Erev, that food has to be kept together. But if they're only contributing the ingredients, and then those ingredients are turned into an Erev, the halacha is that it could be separated. The Or Sameach gives a different explanation. He says the halacha of Acholik es Eruvoi is only when the Erev are put in different places of residence. But if the Erev is put in one place, in different places that are shuls, so that halacha won't apply. That's not considered hacholik es eruvai, because it's not a makom dira, because it's not really a makom dira. The Aruch HaShulchan, there's a very interesting Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says that, what's the halacha if there's an, which is a very common shaila. Darach HaShulchan, this is in Simen Shin Pei Zayin Siv Zayin, discusses a scenario where there is a Erev in a city, but there are people who don't rely on that Erev, but they want to make an Erev with their neighbors. Can that Erev, can you make such an Erev? So, he says that you can make a separate Erev in your own backyard and with your neighbors, even though you're not relying on the Erev on the entire city, and just don't make a bracha, because maybe the Erev that was made in the entire city is already a valid Erev and you have no reason to make your own private Erev. Ask the Aruch HaShulchan, according to Chacham Tzvi, why wouldn't that be considered a case of Chaylik Asay Ruvoy? Says the Chacham Tzvi that it's not considered a chaylik, says the Aruch HaShulchan, it's not considered a chaylik saruvai. Because when I put down my Erev, I make a tanai. And the tanai I'm making is like this. If the Erev in the place for the entire city is a valid Erev, so therefore indeed there is no need for me to place my Erev. If, on the other hand, the Erev I'm putting is the Erev that was placed for the entire city, is not a valid Erev, then this Erev will be considered a valid Erev. And even though I'm not making the a bracha, as the Aruch HaShulchan tells us not to, the bracha is not essential to the validity of the Erev. So similarly over here, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, you could put the Erev in a number of shuls, and as the Paiskim seem to say, they were interested in putting the Erev in a number of shuls for two reasons. One is that every shul wanted that the Erev should be in its shul. And another reason, as we discussed earlier, they wanted to publicize that the reason they're carrying is because they have an Erev. And therefore, do put an Erev in every shul, but make the Tanai, like the Aruch HaShulchan suggests, you should make the Tanai that every Erev should be a valid Erev. And in fact, I saw a tshuva from the Shalos of Tshuvas B'Tzela Chochma in Chelek Aleph Simen Yur Aleph. He discusses a situation where you had two neighbors. Each neighbor was not aware that the other neighbor made an Erev, and they both made separate Eruvin. Would that be considered a situation of a Chelek as Eruvai, that it's not considered a valid Erev? And he says, of course not. He of course says that this is a situation, before I get into what he says, that one should try to avoid, because it's going to perhaps, or more than perhaps, certainly lead to bracha v'atolos, because if I'm not aware of your Erev, and you're not aware of my Erev, we may come to make separate brachas. But he says when our Gemara speaks about Cholik HaSeruvai, means that we're all putting the Erev together and not putting it into one keli. So that is very similar to how the sugya began of HaMakbar HaSeruvai. That we don't want to put the Erev into one keli, That's in the category of a makbel eruvay, that we specifically don't want to combine. And as we explained in our previous year, the whole point of Erev is to create the combination, and if we're putting it into separate kalim, it's just the opposite of what the Erev is supposed to accomplish. But when I made my own Erev, and you make your own Erev, because we're not aware of each other's Erev, that doesn't show any kpeda. Similarly, it would seem, according to this Shalos HaTshuvos B'Tzeil HaChochma, that if the Erev is being put in different shuls, because every shul wants it's an Erev, not because we don't want it in the other shul, we want it in our shul as well, that would not be considered in the Makbel Eruvay. And the entire issue with Acholikus Eruvay is connected to a Makbel Eruvay. But here it's not Makbel Eruvay, and therefore it would be considered a valid Erev, even if you put it in a number of shuls.